Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Planting Season. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Mapama. We shall take our Bible reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 to 2 reads, "For everything there is an appointed time and an appropriate time for every activity on earth, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what was planted." I have just read from the New English Translation. Growing up in the village, harvesting season was always a joyful time. I remember accompanying my grandmother and others to the farm to harvest yams. We would gather around a small thatch hut on the farm, and after harvesting for a while, we'd build a fire and roast some yams. We'd eat them with red oil mixed with freshly plucked pepper and salt. You could see the satisfaction on my grandparents' faces as the yams piled up in the barns by the riverside. But none of this would have been possible if we hadn't planted during the right season. The natural world often reflects spiritual truths. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes that there are specific seasons and appropriate times for every purpose on earth. Just as there's a correct time to plant certain crops, there are also appropriate times for planting spiritual seeds. In parenting, the formative years, ages 0 to 6, are the planting season for instilling morals and home training in a child. In terms of career, childhood and youth are the right times to pursue education. For family life, the Bible speaks of the wife of one's youth, emphasizing that youth is an appropriate season for starting a family. When we consider life from an eternal perspective, we realize that our time on earth is our planting season. Jesus told a parable about a man who planted wheat, but while men slept, the enemy sowed weeds. Jesus instructed to let them grow together until the harvest, referring to the time of his return and the judgment of the world. Our time on earth is when we plant and sow what we will reap in eternity. This time can be divided into day and night, youthful years and later years of life. More productive planting is done during the day so that as evening approaches, one can focus on nurturing, weeding, and watering the seeds sown. What are you doing with your planting season? If you do not take advantage of it, you will reap sorrow and regrets. Go into today determined to fulfill God's plan for your life while it is still day, for night comes when no one can plant. Harvest time beckons. Start planting now. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 11 to 12. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Proverbs chapters 11 to 12.
The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Wealth is worthless in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless makes their path straight, but the wicked are brought down by their own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright delivers them, but the unfaithful are trapped by evil desires. Hopes placed in mortals die with them. All the promise of their power comes to nothing. The righteous are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. With their mouths, the godless destroy their neighbors, but through knowledge, the righteous escape. When the righteous prosper, the city rejoices. When the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But by the mouth of the wicked, it is destroyed. Those who have no sense deride their neighbors, but those who have understanding hold their tongues. Gossips betray a confidence, but the trustworthy keep a secret. For lack of guidance, a nation falls, but victory is won through many advisors. Whoever puts up security for a stranger will surely suffer, but whoever refuses to shake hands and pledge is safe. A kind-hearted woman gains honor, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. The wicked earn deceptive wages, but those who sow righteousness reap a sure reward. Truly the righteous attain life, but those who pursue evil go to their death. The Lord detests those whose hearts are perverse, but he delights in those whose ways are blameless. Be sure of this, the wicked will not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. People curse those who hoard grain, but they pray God's blessing on those who are willing to sell. Whoever seeks good finds favor, but evil comes to those who search for it. Those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Those who bring ruin on their families will inherit only wind, and the fool will be servant to the wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and those who win souls are wise. If the righteous receive their due on earth, how much more the ungodly and the sinner? Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked lie in wait for blood, but the speech of the upright rescues them. The wicked are overthrown and are no more, but the house of the righteous stands firm. People are praised according to their prudence, and those with warped minds are despised. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be somebody and have no food. The righteous care for the needs of their animals, but the kindest acts of the wicked are cruel. Those who work their land will have abundant food, but those who chase fantasies have no sense. The wicked desire the plunder of evildoers, but the root of the righteous flourishes. Evildoers are trapped by their sinful talk, and so the innocent escape trouble. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward. The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. Fools show their annoyance at once, but the prudent overlook an insult. An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Deceit is in the hearts of those who plot evil, but those who promote peace have joy. No harm overtakes the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. The prudent keep their knowledge to themselves, but a fool's heart blurts out folly. Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. The lazy do not roast any game, but the diligent feed on the riches of the hunt. In the way of righteousness, there's life. Along that path is immortality.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.